Here's something very New Zealand. Chris Green, good afternoon to you.
How are you?
We're going to talk about a New Zealand story set in the wilds of the South Island and the West Coast coal mines and a young lonely child.
Te Awamutu's Little Theatre next Saturday night, or Maramara's Music of Theatre next Sunday afternoon, and again Friday, June the 2nd at night, or at Hamilton Meteor Theatre for 4 days in June. You'll be worn out, Chris.
Oh, no. No, it's the kind of show that leaves you tired, but feeling very, very energised.
Are you the only person on stage?
That's me. Here, about 20 characters, but they're all this man.
Costume changes?
No. I'm on stage for the whole.
Well, what are you dressed with?
Working clothes, but also with just a slight nod of the head to Mervyn Thompson, the writer, who one of his trademarks was a bandana around his neck. So I've also decided to include that as part of the costume.
Mining features in the West Coast in the play. Its relevance.
Basically, it's Mervyn Thompson's childhood story, and his father was a miner. And so it really is autobiographical from his point of view. Mm-hmm. So it tells his early childhood years. So the blues in the title is really not so much blues music as having the blues.
You've learnt a lot from the whole experience, Chris.
One of the delightful things about this particular play, instead of talking to me about what I've done, is you hear just the most incredible stories from people of things that have come up in their lives that they've seen resurrected from the play.
It's a sad story of a great New Zealand writer.
Yeah, very, very sad. Fortunately, Mervyn has the dramatic sense to introduce comedy into the story. And most of the comedy comes from the wonderful array of schoolmates that he has. We've got the young boy who can hardly see, the boy of Gibbs. If you've spent any time on the West Coast, you'll understand that moniker. He never believed that the Japanese surrendered there. And then there's the bully boy, Billy Stenhouse, who also has a go at the Catholic kids and invites the chant, "Getty, getty, get your tongues hanging out, halfway in, halfway out." And his mates Ticker and Turtle, who laugh sycophantically. Yeah. So the humour centres largely around this group. And then Angelino is introduced a little later in the piece, a delightful character.
Chris Green at Te Awamutu in the Little Theatre next Saturday night, Maramara's Musical Theatre next Sunday afternoon, and again there on Friday, June the 2nd at night, or in Hamilton's Meteor Theatre for 4 days in June. It's a pleasure to hear of your artistry and of the history that it depicts. Chris Green.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.